Jessica Yorko. Now, Jessica, I'm not sure if you're interested in having your body frozen, but I understand last week's meeting went so long, a lot of people felt like they were frozen.
I didn't necessarily, okay. What else?
Tell me about last night's meeting, more specifically the bite. Ordinance, if you will. An interesting statistic came out from someone, and I don't believe it. Did someone say last night that a third of the people in Lansing ride their bikes as opposed to drive?
No, the comment was that a third of the people in Lansing, the third of our population, do not have cars, do not own a vehicle, whether that be because they are not yet of driving age, whether they have passed driving age, whether they have disabilities that do not allow them to operate a motor vehicle, whether it's a financial hardship, one-third of our population does not own a vehicle.
All right, from your perspective, tell me about this ordinance.
This ordinance is it's a cog in the wheel of making Lansing a walk and bike friendly city. And our current ordinances require that businesses and other public facilities provide bicycle parking and, or sorry, automobile parking. We currently require automobile parking, and that allows people to use their vehicles for transportation. We don't require any other type of parking. And in doing so, we remove those barriers. We can begin to remove more and more of those barriers to what I call active, many people call active transportation. There's actually a new advocacy group that was a next step of the Walk and Bike Lansing group called the Mid-Michigan Active Transportation Coalition, and they are focused on the whole region. So the bike parking ordinance is just another step. A few people have asked, well, why require it? Why not just make it optional? For those businesses who understand the growing trend toward active transportation, I'm sure that they're gonna get on board and they're gonna do the right thing. However, one of the speakers last night, and by the way, we had a number of speakers in favor of this ordinance who came last night, and they were very, very eloquent. They did a great job. One woman talked about liking to bike to Frandor and shop at Staples and how she's talked to the manager there numerous times about bicycle parking. And that's the thing, is a lot of companies, whether it be because they're a national chain or they just don't want to spend the extra $60 or whatever it is, there are a lot of businesses who aren't going to do this, and that is a barrier to active transportation.
And it sounds like you're in favor of making sure that these folks who have bikes can be serviced.
Right. Whether you're walking to the business, whether you're biking, whether you're using the bus, whether you're driving, using a combination of all three, using a wheelchair, I don't think it is equitable or smart for our health to restrict the types of transportation that we can use in the Lansing area.
I know another walking path was discussed. It's not going to be where the controversial one was, if you will. Tell us about it.
The path that we discussed last night is for a different section of Waverly Road. It's not for the section going all the way down to Jolly. It's for a section further north of there, but it is part of that big picture of that being a priority area, that whole Waverly from Jolly all the way up to Mount Hope. That area was identified as a very high priority in the Lansing Non-Motorized visioning sessions that were held in 2009. Hundreds of people participated, four sessions, and the results, the comments, the feedback, input from those sessions was startlingly similar between sessions, even though they were all held in different geographic areas. There were several priority corridors identified for needing improvements. Many of them are state trunk lines, and that requires cooperation with the state of Michigan. However, Waverly Road, is portions in the city and in the township, so we can locally, we can work on that area.
And where do we stand with this? When can we look to see this built?
Well, what we were doing was giving our blessing, our go-ahead on the next step of obtaining congestion mitigation air quality funds, which is money designated to the Tri-County area because we do not comply with EPA standards, air quality standards. We're out of compliance. They designate this funding for different road projects that will reduce congestion. Non-motorized projects are eligible. So as far as I understand, it goes back to the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, which I serve on, which meets Wednesday this evening. And they it may go back to one of their committees first, but Transportation Review Committee. But it will then, that body will say, okay, the City of Lansing, Lansing City Council has given their approval for this to move forward. And they dot I's and cross T's and make sure that that federal money can be available.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about that you're working on before we let you go?
You know, the bike parking ordinance is the main thing I'm working on right now, but I'd love to come back on some other time and tell you about all kinds of other fun, smaller projects.
All right. We'll shoot you an email and get you back on soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Tony.